Bakış bak bu tamam mı? Tam tama kun çalılırım kanı kışkana. Bin gece ona tele kutana. Kali kamat lan uçma ne loku. Tuhan kanı uçama kışan tıkışkaka. Tapi ngayok tutum kevum nemmagın onun ne ne çıtamı kılıtım. Tağ kut yuskumi nunnatın kapingayın. Pişokubik ik naskiaga bu mam tramu nunni una telat sarve bu awani magami pir sonre tjaran katakut ukut mak nakaksuki tutraulunka illit anaqqnaakluku illit unato qnaakluki taakut nasaunaskut sonka Kuih satu ngai rutsiakan ketama aku tahu nak spesial kau bicara tu ngai rutsiakak. Tahu nak tamat cara bukiaga buklu mam teram nunne atau ciksak atau nak atau ciksak bukaya kau dilihat loko. Tahu nak tamat spesial kau bicara atau ngai rutsiakak. Tama aku makut buku tu tahu nunka kaklu kita pingin nak shock. Awak ni kau nunak ceri katu. Umrahtkanlo manna nunak jarikatho taqut tama tamaskat qaklugu ukutkhani illitu thawluma tam pikkan aluchiqnamku tamaqchiqnamku tauna pitkhluku tapen magilgam pinginaqsonka
Now he wants to change the subject and talk about his land, which was provided to him under land allotments. He's got some land divided into four pieces or four sections. He's got a summer camp or fish camp. And he's also got a land, the place where he used to trap. And he and his wife also have another land where they go berry picking. He didn't want these lands. He was going to drop all of them. But then he was told that it was very important, or those lands were very valuable. And so he stopped to think. That if he dropped all these lands, then what are his grandchildren going to have? Then he thought of his grandchildren. Then he decided to get those lands patent so that he would pass them on to his grandchildren. He does not think that he could use his trapping area because he's getting old and he can't trap anymore, but he wants to pass these lands on to his grandchildren, thinking that if there was no more land, corporation land, that at least his grandchildren would have little pieces of land that they can own.
Tai tuotin pitää on ammusta koneikko. Tämä on kansiokohta.
This is all he could think of right now, and he wants to thank everyone for this opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Agatluck. Laura Williams, please, and I understand that Helen Levshatev will interpret.
Thank you. Hamilton Corporation shareholder aula. Doani sununami yoktshulla. Yoktshumni doani anga yokangshunga. Georgian kunak anak ikkeklo. Doashu doan slang akhsata kunin nakmi nanga yokkarumni. Uitangi nanamni slang akhshunga. Ana mamanna ni akumla. Am ngalreanga attarut katakhun kanani nakme nattarut ka ktemni witaloni tkit khaseni luni yuskomuk nakin tempitsi naku mikshama tamma sang samni toni umyo tsungaram tamma tumuk kyakh kyakh kwasmni galun khsuq akiqsiqsriignak nastawna ngfuknani nattammani ang yuitshwamu нахпау юитлхоам дашу датн слангх тахтугла юхгит хух байлгма алаамун югмун тиккут хуайлгма слангх тахтугла иглэрлхуунга таклиоккас
stated that her name is Flora Williams. She was born in the village called Hamilton, and she is the Hamilton Village Corporation shareholder. Her parents were George and Anna, and when she first, she can remember the very first time that she realized that she was existing was fed by her mother, and she saw her her dad just came in from some place. He was they were in the little house, and the house in those days were very small, and sometimes she can't remember some of the things that happened. He would know that he had mom and dad, and this was before he was adopted by some other people.
Dostam kinga kun tam slangach tmak kinga kun umik kun slangach da at tam asak niyu kuniwi tasinilla slangla umikasami. Юппимагнуллаалермук аиппекилуни таакунислаангарлуа наммагасаамаг напартиуайлганак аккасарамин наммиуи тагиинанерагнислаангарлхуунга таалу слангама оумиккуанслаангуа нам аваатини нерпатиунгаамну талангиннеоккхилун тиэккулерми таауми awatini pukkhaka khwanginnerpaulu ni tarpaulu ni tunaqamiksaqqiinilleratali taalsangama taqkunna uivnginaanamuguni taunallmaamamnik pilallqa uivnginaanamuguni slaakatem tamaqqerluni taukkuam tamaatumnalliinitali taumikassami anglingerma yuppiktarpallerumugneqqerluunga Dam kasam ang lichat magalchinik. Nakya ka kami kaya ka kuga na ako ko nakiyumi nagi kanroting kanga nakniknilok.
Next time, she found out that she was living with another couple. She was adopted by this couple. The husband was a white man, and the woman that she called Mama was a native. she realized that that man had built a big house. To her, she thought it was a big house, but then she found out it wasn't that big. It was just such a small house. Then, even though this white man raised her, she used to have her native foods. And sometimes this white man would feed her some things, but then she was not able to eat them, even though her white father had told her that the food was good.
Tamatum nashini anhtakinan rani school at Chakashong Amorish Kachimni school house of Tankhluni Stangshonga Lafkar Tankhluni Arai with Tankhluni Tali Vilhminan Romani Tali at Tam Post Office Angluni Tamakut what to town num. Alu took sheet among Piru, Kafzikanta Gramnet Kama Napout. We King of Kahunma, I Panguma Kama Napout Kamai.
She went to school for a little while at that village. That village had a store, a church, and later on there was a post office. But now that town is a ghost town. No one lives there anymore, and very few houses are up.
Tamakut, you beat Pitchakai, Taganik Saitakut. I would sit in Kalashit to Timik Saunatum. Vilak to good to add nothing at Tangam da. Tamalotok Matokos Han King Wagon 1935 Tokos Kulre. Mamma Nuxubilas Kakim Runuk Tam Nunaham Kikum. Kikhtakham kiim gnu yuklunu ang lilla. Dasu skoola yakhtuklu kama amavut akul rakamun stamani alhaguni.
The food that she eat when she was a little girl, she's still the same. She still eats the same food that she ate a long time ago. And then her dad, her white father, died in 1935. And she and her mother lived all alone in a little island. They were living all alone in that little island. And then later on, she was sent to a cooler act to go to school for 4 years.
Down to school, as making one school of my nanny. Mamma, they met a money with a loony. Tammy was a Romanian with a down come. Sini witaluni nang tkun sini nang sini luni khotakna dam duum lisini lla utkhsa tuquna yuklunik pillami kayuerutkhulini amillu toni nang tkhmini dam utkhla kulra kam stam tasimi alhakut witalhkamattungi ni skula nginanamni. Not Gnago, Utla. Dosto Dakunaglo, a siren, school among Gni Anglizat Katana, Iberlogui, Taulun
After she went to Akularak to go to school, her mother stayed with some relative in that village. She did not know that her mother got very seriously sick, and so she had to go home to take care of her. And then she did not go to school anymore after going to school for 4 years. She had to take care of her mother. She had to gather the wood and chop wood and get water. And she also had to go hunt rabbits and ptarmigan and many other small games so that they would survive.
Tamakut pisit maawati ni kusuk taklam ng ilayt yut. Nakakahakan ng ipik takan ng tsiki akakait ko kung at ng kakakak luki. Tamakun ng ilaluki tsikiw karamang ng iyo tsikiw tayt ng nakakakan ng wingway lima. Dahil 19 years akaklo ay pangangama. Ay pangkakasam nito ni Zakanik Puknaku Makutaraska Gumut Chokashwaka Sikrihama Pukaluku Ayokuti Kazaknaguaska Kumukwakzakalo Zaknaguaska Puknaku Petru Gumutuku Aybangama Aybama Piskuman Rilangasu Makutara Chokashunga Dani Gumina Gumutuku Taklatushoku Mamaku. Tasam akanif ni nang tukoyakto. Tam kinwa ko nang tukma kinwa ko yung tao mo na yakaklo at sa ignang lunokso ignang lunokso tiyoklit uzwingo tukso kutaw na nunak.
She kept hunting rabbits and ptarmigans and other game until the time that she got married. Before she got married, other people were very kind. And when they have extra food, they would provide them with food. And they'd be very glad and put them away for use for some later date. When she was 19 years old, she got married. Even though she was married, she did not stop going out, getting wood, water, and to hunt, even though her husband didn't want her to do it. That is the reason why, one of the reasons why she is a very strong woman.
Ikinan ka ako tang lima kaya't ang lingakso ng biskat ni skulak na kaya't ay akitak suki nunanunayo kong rin ko ng skulak suki skulhouse akitay ko sa pantamana to kapsin ako high school ang iwitang inanrat ni at tam sa grade school at ayagalot ng ilad makapsin mabutaysok malukwak na kasak manibitsokasok. Daswang kukay pakasam ko na kusam ko nagi ayakitsikit. Kausig mo nanzrak lunok. Anzrak paylim ko nuktoani. Landalat mo dan kan ngaksata. Paper sang naksuyakukuk. to nunak taw na trumay akong naknaluko. Kay persangas kong nakita ko ng nilunok kanot ko. To ay may kwani ko. Nung nautaw na nukay pa kasuyo ko. Iknapok nung nautaw na. Kayo kapit sa kakao ni. Aptakat nga may nung nautang kasamukit na nukay pa kasuyo. Iknapok nung aptakait ko. Kiulakan ka kwat mo. Nung nautay nila. Asamun taw nung nunaka trumek nilo kung nanot kaksak.
She and her husband used to send their kids to school away from the village. Then she and her husband got tired of keeping or staying or sending their kids to other places for education. They decided to move to Katlik when they started talking about native allotments. When they got to Katlik, they asked for application papers. But then they were told that there were no more application papers for native allotments. So they ended up with no land. Even though they wanted to very much claim that the place they used to live, they could not do it because somebody told them that there was no more application forms for native allotments. Up to this date, they don't have any land. Even their children do not have any land. And when she is asked if they have any land or native allotment lands, she usually doesn't have anything to say. All she has to say is that she and her husband do not have any land of their own.
Kan luksan rito tamam wato kong nagbisikla. Tama ko na kutang naksak nag kibro kas kong risko mo. Kaya masaptakat kamay nung natang ksam nag kayo kakakisig at saan ka. Nanikaw ko lahat tungkot ayaw ko ko'y Ikhnem kun kingubak kam kun su. Kayo ka sa siktaklo ting yukatak nga to.
She was very much disappointed since she could not get the native allotments. And it didn't seem to be fair to be told that there was no more application forms so that she could have a little land under native allotments.
Down at Dukes, who we are 2 years at Coxon. Date data. Yeah, 2 years at Coxon. Emery Walker locally can of Walker at Dukes. Yeah, Dukes, from the Sinaka. Xiani Kagi Harlan would have some good right pocket. Kalikan Chicata and down on a locks for about in New York of Dukes.
She's got a letter from AVCP Realty Officer, if you don't mind, she would. Flora Williams Cotlick, and this is from AVCP Realty Officer. I have received a word from Mr. Felix, heads of Chalista Land Department, that you may have been refused your right to file an application for a native allotment. If that is so, please fill out the attached affidavit and send it to myself as soon as you've completed it. She could not get any help to complete the application form, and she put it aside, and she had completely forgotten about it, and there she stands right there.
I find it funny. King of the Kong Pifkani, Ilan Katopa. King of Sibu. Litax Komayak, okay, you feel looking. Punkies to check the chip, certainly punkies, Litax Komayak, you feel looking. Doctor, not a beautiful Kakawa, and it died Nayok. I open Litax Komaski. King of Sibu, what the leads and the Litax Komayak, okay, you feel. Sally Leeds has had manna school, and Leeds has had illumined to go bisco, bisco my axe, like the guy of the other. On good eastern chips, certain skeleton, drool and retinier at noon now too. Tell him when Xeran can read a crow of them. Don't skate. We down in Luxuko, Kanaksikwa, Sarah Tunskumaknaki. At Tamsalino Nagmana Taxakuna Lokan Galalu Taxas Common Richaksuko. You beat money to Kuning Gaiki to Kutai Tank Silam. Taxes come up Nago Umyamni Tingo Maya Kangasu Sarah Dupan Kangalal Rida Kwawa Sarah Damago Tingo Kimpton Fatwa Naomi Kang Naksuki Hong Kudis and Binakhto Dutch Heights to Iskumaya Kluki Tingam Tingo Matankasipa Tingo Kimpton Fatwa.
Her second point is that she would like to see the young people born after 1971 be recognized as natives, and she also want to stress to young people that their education is very important. They should get all the schooling that they can get so that they will not be cheated just like she was cheated. If they have education, and after they get their education, they will be able to take care of their lands. Also, she does not want any shares sold. Those shares should be held onto. A new tax should be levied on the land. People from outside think and consider the natives to be rich because they do not see how they are. She has not seen any rich natives. They should not be taxed. Also, they should hold on to their shares.
The one thing of my yak and come up king of Kriput, Binh to touch a height to lead Sloki. What Maku to Nun Inglu Lichtum to Zaliakka, the Koyanata.
A last piece of advice to young people: get your education so you will take care of your land and she wants to thank everyone concerned for this opportunity to talk.
Thank you, Mrs. Williams. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that we should hear now from some of the students, and we will be hearing from quite a number of them in the next hour or so. And I think this is entirely appropriate. The elders have made clear how vital they think it is that the students, the young people, should understand these issues. And the students have come here with their presentations. And I think that begins to fulfill one of the objectives, that is, that the students should educate themselves about ANCSA. So I wonder if I could just say that we would like to start with Charlie Hooch, Tony Red Fox, and Rosalie Simon. And after that, we'll hear from Anna Marie Moore, and then from Kevin Augustine and Michael James, representing the students at Alaknook, and then Darlene Westlock, and then perhaps we could hear from their teacher, Jim Carden, before they all go. And then I was going to ask Paul Menonick of Selden's Point to speak again, and then Dorothy Kemeroff and Father Astrick. And that, I've got this list, and if you, and we'll come to all of you in due course, but that's the lineup for the next few minutes. Well, Charlie and Tony and Rosalie, we'll hear from you now.
Yeah, hello, my name is Tony Red Fox, a senior from Emonic High School. I am representing Joe Johnson, Danny Waska, Douglas Red Fox, and John Lamont. I am making a presentation concerning the development in Emonic. Our group feels that we should not be able to sell shares because we would like to maintain the control of our corporation, thus we would maintain the control of the land. Also, we would like to see that the shares be inherited by the natives of the Solicitor region born after 1971, but not by a non-native who has less than one-fourth native blood. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Tio Koniko, Tony Redfox, Awoka, Senior Alani Mani, Imanga High School, Ami. Ugo Tokoni Bit Klugilani, Kanktoka, Joe Joseph, no, Joe Johnson, Danny Waska, Doug Redfox, John Lamont. Una hook bit Klugosin Matum, that Magot Alayrit Mani Bit Klugikan Kanzoktok. Makot tuk mani share at ng saita tum nak sumitait. Man na hook kani nuna ng cooperation nak sumana saita au luksu kuya kat tum nak hooknaki magot. At tang sali man na nuna ng smuknak kani au luksu luku kani kiti umpikak na kus saita pik namhtu. Man na sali share at makunon na kinyo klimuknon ko piks ko malo ko piyaklin at imkunon 1971 ng kinyo ako niyukt ka nun. Sa likwa ni pinong na imkunon kasa nun na man na makut ko share at piks aktus ko mafkanaki ya. Matum Imkut cienus kata kwa, yuk pienus kata tama aku nun aktus kama pernah kau mana seorang teng kancin ni.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Charlie Hoods. I'm a senior at Emonic High School. I am representing Harold Gregory, John James Horn, Anthony Hoots, and Andrew Cully Jr. My presentation is about what to do in 1991. My group feels that we should not be able to sell groups. My group feels that we should not be able to sell our shares in our corporation, because if we sell our shares to non-natives or outsiders, they can gain control over our corporation and our land. We do not want the afterborns to become shareholders, except by inheritance. But whoever is getting the inheritance must be at least one-fourth native. That's all I have to say for this afternoon. Thank you for listening.
Им кутхоқони си нераалхутни хони питклуки хони каннаагоқ илани макат канкаут клуки хэр грегори джон джеймс хорн антони хуч андрю келли джуниор маттамкхоқ 1991 намак питклугут қалли канқиқуяқоқ иллайхоқ им кутукут каннут хэхват нэрмуэртут Tamakutkhani shareutan tunnaq suminaki. Tunnaq kunkhki yuq tamakut akamukutuk kassat tailutan mannakhani tiusiqqat khuanguta alukhlhassun ayuqsuta. Attaansali nunaputmani illaita pikliutakkarluki. Salikhani makut Кингуллаапуцали таматумка иллиингаматтум нунам тассикииккуярлуги шеаванаксали цайтқаппеарлақат питклугут сикииккуярлугу таа айхортаам пилалгаам канқатоқ
Good afternoon, my name is Rosalia Simon. I'm a shareholder of Lucknuck and Chester Corporation. I am representing a group of shareholders the American government class. We strongly believe that the Chichester Corporation should take care of our land and profits. People born after 1971 should be able to inherit, and those who inherit should be at least 50% native. We also believe that we should not sell our shares. By the year 1991, we would like to see our corporation to have more money-making business. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Thank you, all three of you. Could we keep those statements after Mr. Kelly has interpreted the last one?
Liga Kwani Kwa Rosila Simonam Gatung Khtukka Shareholder Rauni Luni Alakhanami Alakhanaka Corporation in Matumichali Chalista Corporation. Okutukhani apitklugi ilani kanqtuqqa Ummiwaqt kutukqa chaqnumattum tungin singu maluki mannanunatin khani illorluqattuskumaalugu tsali illorluqu kilirtskumaalugu imkutali 1971 okingwaqni yuqtlut taqut naluwegut kunaqi tsali ilas ilaqskumaalugi Jadi khutun afuluki matu muka seram khutupi pis kemayak lagi. Mana jadi serabut tunak sunat hidupku jadi kan kan sini tahu tidak. Jadi tahun at kiskan 1991 nak tangkap suku yak sini mana corporate nak teng toka unang unang skomalu kucak nak asyikaluku itu ukhlak lagi.
Thank you very much. Could we now have three more students, Anna Marie Moore and Kevin Augustine and Michael James.
Do we start now? We start?
Yeah,
wait. First of all, I would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak here freely. And my name is Kevin Augustine, and I'm here with my colleagues. I represent the civics class and Alaska history at Lucknuck. And I didn't realize on time that I was going to be presenting something here for my fellow colleagues. But I had some ideas that were given to me, and I just jot them down here. So they're not grammatically correct, but I'll see if I can make the most of it. I had some suggestions and ideas that were given to me by a teacher, a principal, and the way they look at the ANSCA, ANCSA Act, and they kind of looked at it as just a big piece of paper that, a single big large piece of paper that dealt or referred to the whole, all of Alaska, and they realized that we're all different, and this single act would not be adequate for all of us, and we wouldn't look at it the same way. And we realized that it, if it was possible, that we could have it changed, so it could the act could pertain to specific kinds of people, like upper north, northern area, lower down southeast, you know, and see if they could have it changed and have it pertain specifically to the people, the different people, like have one bill for a certain place and another one for another place. And that was a suggestion that that was brought up to me, and I was wondering if it was possible that we can change it.
We'll bear that in mind, that suggestion.
Is it possible in any way?
Well, we have to consider what changes everybody wants and then make some recommendations about the changes that seem practical and that...
So it's possible, huh?
Well, I suppose it's something that will have to be considered if a lot of people want that to be done, and I'm glad you raised it.
It's been raising a lot of controversy, as you can see, and we just thought if we had it changed so it could suit all the different kind of people, it would be better off, or we'd be better off.
In each region?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
That's one thing, and I'd like to say something to the natives. And it's that education we find is very essential, because we must understand as thoroughly as possible, and because what could be the answer to everything could be just how somebody says something and presents it and makes it look right. So we could just live with it, and if we get a lot of education, and we understand it as well as you do, and we're intact, and I believe that would be a lot better off for us. I mean, it would be a lot better off for each, both of us. And change that that's occurring at this present moment is something that we can't stop, and we must learn to adapt with it, and by doing so we'll be more cooperative, and we'll work together instead of against, and hopefully from that we'll have the answers to our problems more adequate, and like they'd suit us, so we don't have any more problems between us. And As our environment changes, we must change with it. And that's been happening for many years, and we've been dealing with it so far very well. I think I can say that. And I don't see why we shouldn't change with this new situation as well as we did with the others. And as natives, it's quite familiar with us, and I don't see any reason why we should have any problems with it if we work together and not against. And if we assimilate with each other, cooperate, adapt, I just feel that it would be a lot better off that way. And these ideas I just had jotted down, so I couldn't read it the way it is. So it's the only way I knew how to put it. So I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I do. Thank you very much.
And I guess that's just about all I had to say. It's just to work together, intact, and hopefully get the solutions without having to slap facts at each other's face and try and see who's better. So that's all I had to say. Thank you.
Una khoni atang khnilone pe ka Kevin Augustine ala khnomi ko kaim kunun civics and Alaskan history illa ka magu thomani mani ki kon ge tun tai sunu chak tam hukma ko nak school khtin na principal lu mattum tungin kan kas khlu ko magu nak chikil khot ay khpail ganna ta agu khoni ka pe unak tu ta sa metun kan cok ikutuk sama aku tungguit nam. Tahun ni kau nak jadi sukat suki yut pis kemal lagi. Ingin luku tak kerana apa suku suing nam. Ingin kau ni ya asal nak apa tahu nam. Matum ka alas kena dipkem sebelum nak temukan kaya kaya aku cemik hiu mat.